It's now time for our Donovan West girls basketball locker room chat here on KNZA as we get set for the start of another basketball season here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brandon Tadman, and we're joined now by the Donovan West girls basketball coach, that is Perry Smith. It is brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Coach, a lot to dive into as we get ready to start another season, but obviously last year, again, the best season in school history. You guys win the state championship. You go 21-5. Just so much, again, to dissect from that year and just how awesome it was to see and how you guys were able to perform. Just one final thought kind of from last year. How fun was that, the ride with that team, and obviously winning the state championship?
Oh, it was great. You know, it was a great ride. It was great for our community and our school and of course our players. It was a fun time, no question about that, and one that we'll remember for a long time. But at the same time, we've talked a lot this year about, you know, that's in the past, and it was great, and now it's time to move on, and it's important that our kids understand that, and I think the way that we've addressed it, I think they do. So it was fun, Brandon, and we had a great group of kids that worked their tails off to do it, and that was what was important and fun for me to watch and be a part of.
You certainly lost a good senior class that helped lead the way for that state championship, and now you kind of look at a new roster construction and maybe laid out a little bit different. I want to talk about a couple of players here. Brenna Eddy is back into the backcourt. Also, Malena Wettstein is another key forward for you. You know, those two seem to be maybe the two leaders for the team kind of returning, who were a big part of that team last year. But talk about those two again and just kind of the expectations and what you see from them this year.
You know, Malena has been a starter for us for, this will be her third year. She started since she was sophomore and played a lot as a freshman and has continued to get better and be more confident in her role every single year. And she's done a great job so far in practice leading us and understanding what it takes to be good. And then Brenna Eady a year ago was, I thought, the biggest key to our success, because I thought the year before that, you know, we just came off a third place finish. And then the next year, you know, I don't know, I think we had maybe six losses, but we got upset in sub-state, and it was just a lack of a point guard at that time. But last year, Brenna really solidified that position for us and got better and better and better and got a lot of all-state honors throughout by the end of that year, and deservedly so. So we expect a lot out of them, too. And then the other one that is Katie Johnson, who was our sixth man a year ago, has good length and has absolutely got a lot better through the summer and through the early parts of practice this year. And she's got to be a key force for us as well. So, you know, we played about six girls, seven a little bit last year. And we have three of them back and our three players that we will, lean on heavily, and we expect a lot out of them, as well as our other seniors, Lena Leatherman, Ava Gladhart, and Allie Foster will all have little roles in what we're doing. So we're excited to see where all that leads.
The season starts Friday at Axtell. What can you tell us about them, and what's kind of the expectation for the first game of the season?
Well, you know, I haven't really looked at them yet. That's probably terrible coaching, but I always also, you know, really before Christmas, it's about us and our self-scout. But Axtell will be long, athletic. You know, they're going to get better and better every year, and I thought they made good strides last year getting better, and we expect them to be a handful on Friday night. They'll compete like crazy and get after us, and that's going to be good, because we're going to play about 9 or 10 girls. We're going to be really deep, and we need to see where we're at. So we're excited to get started, and it should be a fun game.
Great stuff as always, Perry Smith, Donovan West girls basketball coach, 21-5 a year ago, defending state champs. They'll get 23-24 going on Friday on the road at Axtell. Coach, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck on Friday, of course, and we'll talk to you throughout the course of the season. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brandon.